Thank you for joining us. We are wonderful City of Advantages, WCOA, 1370 AM, 104.9 FM. I'm Rick Alton, and this is Real News. One of the events we look forward to every October is the Strong Studios, their pumpkin party. And this year, they're doing it a little bit different. They're going to allow it. They're going to do some online sales starting on Friday and then two studio times to come in and pick your glass pumpkins. To talk about it, we've got Scott Novota. Scott, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Good morning, Rick. Nice to be on the show.
Good morning. Tell us about, you know, for our listeners who don't know about your studio, just talk about its beginning, because it started in a garage.
Yes, sir. It sure did. Many, many moons ago, it was a serious hobby that turned into a little bit of a personal addiction, making glass and doing things there in the backyard in East Hill.
Yeah, and then now you've got a full studio. It's y'all are still on A Street, right?
Yeah, we're closer to downtown now. We're on A Street, but we kept the original name, the Strong Street Studio, because that's where it all started. And we're at A and Chase, about a block north of Government.
You know, it's so cool to go to, and I've gone to the events that you put in going into, you know, going into Halloween and going into Thanksgiving, and just to see all the variety of glass pumpkins that y'all have blown, it's just, and all different sizes, so all different price ranges.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they start really small, down around the size of a ping pong ball or golf ball, and they go all the way up to bigger than basketball, sometimes a little bigger than that. We try to stay, a little smaller for most people, but we do make bigger ones if people want them. The little tiny mini pumpkins have been really popular lately.
Right, because you can put them on a desk, or you can put them, you know, on a windowsill. It can go just about anywhere. But these are really special. How long does it take you? How many pumpkins can you do in a day?
It's a little bit of a trick question, but I know where you're going. When you make them hands-on, it can take anywhere from 15 minutes to 45 minutes, depending on how big they are, how much help you have, how skilled the people are that are helping you as well. When you make them, it takes at least about 24 hours total from start to finish to make a pumpkin.
Wow.
But you do them you do multiple ones in a day, and then, you know, they have to cool down and anneal correctly so that they de-stress and you don't have any issues with them. So it's always real fun, because when you're making them, sometimes the colors that you're working with while they're hot look nothing like what they're going to come out. So it's really great the next day. It's almost like Christmas for me every time we open the annealer to pull the pumpkins out, because they're different colors than
right. Sometimes
what you expect.
We're talking to Scott with Strong Street Studio. They have their big pumpkin party. It's in the month of October. I tell you, Scott, if someone wants to, on October 1st, you're going to have a one-day sale. Is the one day for online, or will it be up until the first in-studio party?
Yes, sir. The October 1st sale that goes online, that we put a whole bunch of pumpkins online for sale at our website at www.strongstreetstudioglass.com. Those will stay online until they're sold out.
Okay.
But that's the drop date, is 10 a.m. on October 1st. We then have open house on October 15th and 29th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on those 2 days, so you can come in person, and sometimes it's just a lot more fun to get things online. You can avoid the hassle of people being in your way, or, you know, that crowd if you're concerned about that. But if you want to come touch them and pick them up and look at them, the open house on October 15th and October 29th is the way to go, because you can come see them in person, pick them up, and buy them right there in the shop.
How long have y'all been doing this sale?
Oh, boy, it's...
I was trying to think myself.
It's been about 15 years, it
wow,
seems like. I may be off a little bit, a year or two somewhere in there. I can't remember the exact date. But it's been a number of years.
Yeah, I just remember it just is part of the fall. You know, it's Seafood Festival, and then all these events start happening. And But y'all have really set the bar, I think, for these glass pumpkins.
Well, I appreciate that.
I know others are doing it and adding to it because the market's big. There's only so many you can do. But y'all have become, I think, you know, I know people that collect yours. They like to add a new one every year. So this is special. So Scott, thank you so much for coming on and good luck. Tell Molly hello.
I appreciate that.
Tell Molly hello. We'll be there. I want to come in live. I want to pick one out. Online's great, but I want to be there. I'd love to see them all stacked on the ground there. It's just cool.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me on. I enjoyed it.
All right, great. Take care, Scott.
Thank you, sir.
All right. If you want to check it out, it's StrongStreetStudioGlass.com. StrongStreetStudioGlass.com. I'll get this up on the blog with the podcast. You can follow it. But you ought to just look at some of the work that they've done. It's amazing. They've been doing it for a while. So we'll get all that information up for you. This is the time I like, Cena, because you just got so many different events going on. There's always different types of things, from music festivals to dog festivals. We've got Daintoberfest this weekend, but there's just a lot of things going on.
The Danger Zone.
There's the Danger Zone.
The Danger Zone. I love that.
Yeah. So it is. So we'll do our best to keep. I want to do quick hits. Try to get as many of these things in front of you, because every weekend's going to be full. And in the middle of it, we're going to have the Pensacola Interstate Fair towards the end of this month. Then we're going to go right into Fufu, and Fufu looks remarkable this year.
It's going to be a great year for Fufu.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the art. I just cannot wait to see the Banksy at the Museum of Art. Also, they've got the Bubbles, that Downtown Improvement Board, the Friends of Downtown, have put together. They're going to be over the alleyway or the street. Intendencia around Angelina's and Bodacious Books in that area right there is where they're going to put them.
Guess we're getting the lights up too.
Oh yeah, they're putting the lights
Walker's
up.
Walker's
right?
Starting to get those sorted out.
Yeah, he's checking them all out.
Yeah, they're all stretched across his office.
Right, so he's working on doing that. So they started putting those up yesterday. I know that North Palo Fox, they were doing it, so it's happening. All right, we're going to bring you the national news, and we'll be right back. Real News with Rick Outson.